Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 7th December 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a slight increase with another 4,965 new COVID-19 cases today. Further details on the number of new cases according to state will be shared by the Health Ministry on its COVID Now portal. The National Unity Minister Dato' Halimah Mohamad Sadiq said that the SOPs for this year's Christmas celebration would be considered on December 14th. Halimah said that Thai Pusam chariot processions for next year remain prohibited due to COVID-19. Communications and Multimedia Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa earlier today said that the Cabinet will make the final decision on the single wholesale model for the rollout of 5G network by January 2022. Upon receiving feedback from telecommunications companies and industry players. Anwar said that it was still in discussion on whether to deploy 5G via a single wholesale network system or have multiple systems to allow some competition, and confirmed as of for now, Digital National Berhad will continue with its plan of delivering 5G services via SNW. On the international front, Rohingya refugees from Myanmar are suing Facebook for $150 billion over allegation that the social media platform failed to act against anti-Rohingya hate speech that fueled real-world violence against the group in the region. The lawsuit also draws on claims made by Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen, who leaked internal documents from the platform. Haugen testified in October at a Senate hearing that Facebook is fanning ethnic violence in areas outside of the US. The WHO said today that COVID treatments using plasma taken from blood or recovered coronavirus patients should not be given to people with mild or moderate illness. Convalescent plasma showed some early promise when given intravenously to people sick with COVID-19. Nearly 70 nurses and doctors working in the intensive care unit at the University Regional Hospital in Malaga have tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a Christmas party. Meanwhile, 68 medics at the Spanish hospital had been diagnosed with the coronavirus. According to health authorities, they were investigating the source of the infection but added all 68 attended a Christmas party on December 1st, at which 173 people were present. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.